I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate, like the unassuming flea.
Yeah, maybe we should call this episode What's Eating You. Fleas are amazing insects, but the impact they've had on history is often unappreciated, among other things.
I'm starting to scratch here.
My socks are... I'm already itching. Go ahead.
Well, they're the vectors of several important diseases that impact us and our pets, but probably the best known one is the bacterium Yersinia pestis, or the Black Death, bubonic plague, which spread from China along the Silk Road to Central Europe. Here's the scene. In the mid-1300s, there was a number of crop failures, and rural people moved into the cities in order to find something to eat, to find work. The rat population swelled, and so did their flea populations. The rats began dying off from the bubonic plague. And as the rats died, the fleas had to find another host, which were humans. In 1348, we saw the first wave of plague, and it's estimated that it killed up to 70% of the population. That's just staggering. But on a lighter note, fleas are known for their amazing jumping ability. They can jump up to 100 times their body length thanks to little pads of protein at the base of their legs that are very spring-like in nature called resilin. Resilin stores the energy released by muscles in their legs and then suddenly transfers that energy to their feet, and that's what gives this tremendous spring.
How do they train them for the flea circuses?
I have no idea. But there are about 2,500 species of fleas worldwide, and their diversity is directly related to the diversity of their host, mammals, although some species do feed on birds. The bodies of fleas are especially adapted for a life of living on furred or feathered hosts. First of all, they're wingless. They're flat from side to side, which allows them to move easily between feather shafts or hair follicles. They have stiff hairs pointing backwards on their body, which allows them to go forward very easily, but it makes it very difficult for a host to pull them out. And they have piercing, sucking mouth parts, which allow them to draw their meal of blood. Recently, there was an article published in the Journal of Nature where scientists found fossils of ancient flea-like insects in China. There are some ancient flea fossils that had been found in Australia that had very flea-like characteristics, but their mouth parts were missing. These giant flea-like insects in China have complete mouth parts. And the female fossil fleas are giants. They're almost an inch in length.
Well, I wish they were still like that. They'd be easier to get off your dog.
You could just grab them with your thumb and forefinger. Well, the other thing that makes these interesting, too, is they don't have the jumping legs. The modifications of their body suggest that their hosts either had hair or feathers. During the same time in these same fossil deposits, we have dinosaurs that were covered with feathers.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.